to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was the celebrated C.S. Lewis who once wrote the words, "We regard God as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it." A God for emergencies only, just in case. I'm of the opinion quite a few people think like that. We see God as irrelevant in today's modern times and say, I don't really need him in my life. It might be all right for old people in their later years who've got nothing to hang on to anymore, but not for me, thank you. You might have heard that or said it yourself. There are thousands of people who grow up in a family where God is not mentioned. They don't go to church. It can be difficult to break out of that mindset. And yet you might have questions like, why does God allow so much evil in the world? Or they might have been hurt or put off by the church and never want to attend again. And then there are people who say, if you were there, I'll turn to you in my days of emergency, just like the backup in that parachute in case of a failure. Many of us live day to day doing what's necessary without thinking too much of eternal issues. Let's just work it out ourselves. And God can be used only as a swear word. But the reality is, God is ignored until a crisis happens, and then we want him to come to our rescue. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, as the Bible says God created us to have fellowship with him all the time, not just on days when anything goes wrong. It's a relationship that lasts forever, and what could be better than that? It's a bit like a personal genie. I think people think, let him out of the bottle and grant you a wish. And yet it was Jesus who said, you should love the eternal, your God, with all your heart, your soul and your mind, and with all your strength, and love others in the same way you love yourself. That's from Mark 12. So God is not a parachute that's kept locked up in a canvas bag for emergencies only. An eternal God with knowledge that can read your mind. He knows every thought you have and has actual power over you, and yet you want to keep him at a distance. God is faithful. He loves us deeply. He wants to see us happy and fulfilled, and he waits for us until we figure it all out, and then we might turn to him. But he's already there. He's ready to come to us and encourage us. We can walk with God each day in his presence. God, our Father, who wants a close and personal relationship with us. So can you think about this? We are more than human flesh. There's an inner desire to connect with someone bigger than ourselves. God created us to have fellowship with him. Now, when you think about it, it's a remarkable statement. Incredible. Trying to find God in an emergency is like standing on the sand when you want to swim in the water. And we've got to have faith. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 in the Old Testament says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make straight your paths. Now, if you believe that, it means that God is there for you in everything you do, the good and the bad days. Now, life does throw up the challenges and difficulties. It doesn't mean that his ways are going to be defeated, because God is with us all the time. He is a good father. He only has good things in store for his children. The great apostle Paul tried to encourage the Christians at Rome by saying, if God is for us, who can be against us? And when we realize that God is on our side, working on our behalf, we can trust him. Why not spend some time in prayer each morning before you start the day and talk to your Heavenly Father? Write down the thoughts that come to you. Read the Bible. God often has strange ways of getting a message through to us. He might rock your boat, as they say, but there's always a reason. And if you accept Jesus as your Savior, the Spirit of God comes to live inside you and he gives you an adventure. Life is made so that there is more to do than just someone who says, I don't want to live like this. I want stability and I want purpose. Maybe you can pray, Lord, I trust you. When I don't know what to do, I'll still trust in you. When I don't understand why, dear God, I'll still trust you, and I will do my part with your divine help. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.